Welcome to Mother's Day. Would all the mothers please stand? Thank you, moms. You're standing. Lord, bless our moms today. Lord, refresh them, renew them, Lord. Be with them. Lord, overshadow them today. And we thank you for them. We thank you for them every day. Be with them every day. Bless them every day. And we rejoice and thank you, Lord, for the honor to be a mother. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, you may be seated, moms. This is your day. Just a little history on Mother's Day. It was a woman named Anna Jarvis who suggested this national holiday. And because she loved her mom so dearly. And when she had her memorial service, it was on May 10th, 1908. And she gave every mom or person that attended a carnation because that was her mom's favorite flower. And so within the next few years, it was President Woodrow Wilson that proclaimed the second Saturday in May to be a National Mother's Day holiday. And so that's how it came about. And that's we've continued that tradition every year at the River of Life. We've handed out a carnation to each one of the mothers. So Mother's Day is a time when we honor and celebrate the women who have played such an important and integral role in our lives. And it's not an exaggeration to say that if it wasn't for a mother, we would not be here today. Amen? Amen. We thank the Lord that our mothers brought us into this world. We also recognize that there are people here in attendance today that have struggled with their relationship with their mom, or possibly their mother has passed on. And so often this is a difficult day for moms, especially for moms who have lost children, and for those moms whose children are estranged and not with them. And so we realize that there is some pain in this day. And we just want you to know that we pray for you, and we know that God is with you in the midst of your struggle, and all that you have been through has not been in vain. And God sees you, he sees your tears, he hears your prayers, and he loves you, and so do we. So thank you for coming today. If you are in that situation, you know there are some members of our church that absolutely avoid this day and will not come because of the relationship that they've had with their mother. And so we pray for those who need healing in that area. You know, God said, I'll be your mother, I'll be your father, I'll be your sister, I'll be your brother. And when Jesus' mom went looking for him, of course, Jesus loved his mom. He took care of her. He made sure someone was going to take care of her when he was leaving this world. He assigned her to John. But you know, the disciples said, your mom wants to speak with you. And he said, who is my mother? And then he said, look at all of these. These are my family. These are my mother, my father, my sister, and my brother. And so when you come into the church, you come into a spiritual family. You'll find lots of moms that will mother you if you don't have a mother. You'll find lots of brothers and sisters. Amen. See, we got the mothers of the house. They're laughing. Church moms always call them. They'll grab a hold of you, pray with you, and walk you through whatever you're going through because they've been through it themselves. And so to be a part of the family of God, I just encourage you to get connected. So it's because of God's love for us that all the way back in the book of Genesis, when he created Adam and Eve, male and female actually it was. Eve didn't get her name until after the fall. But Eve was the mother of all living, and that's what her name means. And so now for hundreds of generations, you know, we need our moms. We need our moms. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for her. And so as we think about the role that moms play in our lives, we're just going to look at some ways that we can honor and celebrate moms for the unique role that they play in our families, in our church, in our communities. Being a mom isn't just about cooking great food. are helping with homework, are driving the kids around to sporting events. Been to a few sporting events. Hallelujah. When Micah lived with us and Vanessa lived down in South Carolina, he was on the swim team. Has anyone ever had a child on the swim team? You are up early. Is that right, Elder Jim? Early in the morning to get them to their practice. And so I've done a lot of driving kids around, especially for sports. But although we sometimes don't give moms all the credit that they need or could use at the time when they're going through all those struggles and trying to hold everything together, we just want to take some time today and acknowledge that. Because not only are moms usually serving their families, they're usually serving other people also. Have you ever noticed that? Yes, there's something about that. Moms love to serve. So here are some facts about how moms use their time every week. And these are taken from statistics. This first one is from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Number one, mothers spend an average of 14 hours per week on household chores such as cooking, cleaning, and laundry. Wow, 14 hours. Two, that's if you have a lot of people at home, I'm sure. If you still have your family at home, it gets a little better when the children leave the house. Number two, mothers spend an average of 6 hours per week driving their children to activities and appointments, according to a survey by Pew Research. Three, mothers spend an average of 4.6 hours per week helping their children with homework, according to the National Center for Education Statistics. And number four, mothers spend an average of 2.7 hours per week volunteering at their children's schools, according to the survey at the National Center for Education. And number five, mothers spend an average of 7 hours per week caring for their children, including activities such as playing, reading, and helping with personal care, according to a survey from Pew Research Center. And so this doesn't take into account the phone calls, the emails, the conversations that happen every week when you have children. And all that's to say, being a mom is an intense job. Can someone say amen? It doesn't pay well. And there's very little gratitude or recognition of the job. The pay we get is those hugs around the neck, you know? And which only means that we need to take time today and every day to give honor where honor is due, the scripture says. And so here are some teaching from other moms that you may have heard. And I shared some yesterday at the women's, was the mother, son, daughter event that we had yesterday. We had a great time. But here are a few more. Did your mom ever tell you, if you don't stop crossing your eyes, they will freeze that way? If you don't pass your spelling test, you'll never get a good job. My mom used to say this, when the lawnmower cuts your toes off, don't come running to me. Because I used to like to go out barefoot in the yard. And I would, you know, as a child, I remember thinking, I think she said, if you get your feet cut off, you know, and this picture goes through my mind, and I'm thinking, how can you run if your feet are cut off anyway, Mom? Or the one that we've heard most moms say is, make sure you put on clean underwear before you go away in case you get in an accident. And then you're thinking, if you got in an accident, do you think you would have on clean underwear? Oh, how about the one day you will have kids and I hope they turn out just like you. Oh, I think a few people have said that. Or when you go to your mom and you're trying to convince them of something you want to do because your friends are doing it, and your mother says, I'm not your friend's mother, I am your mother, and the answer is no. Okay, and then value of words. My mom used to say, if you cannot say anything nice about someone, then don't say anything at all. That's good counsel, right? And how about this one? I think we've all heard this one. This is the last one. But when you cry because you didn't get your way, it's stop that crying or I'll give you something to cry about. I think we can all identify. Hallelujah. So moms pretty much say the same things, I guess, to their kids. So to honor in the Bible means to esteem, value, or give great respect. So to honor someone is to value them highly or bestow a value upon them. And so here are some ways from the scripture. Honor your mother with respect. Let's look at Exodus 20:12. If you'd like to read it with me, you can. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you. And Ephesians 6:2-3. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. So this is the first commandment with a promise, and you have that promise of a long life when you honor your father and your mother. And I wondered if this is where the saying comes from when moms say to you, I brought you into the world and I can take you out. In other words, so you better respect me. So it is a commandment. If you notice, it's not time-bound, and it's not age-bound. As long as your parents are living on this earth, it says to show respect and honor. And even when they make mistakes, when they are wrong, and even when you don't like them, because all these things will happen. Children bump heads with their parents. And when this happens, the Bible says we're to show respect and honor to our parents, even in the midst of disagreements. So I learned at an early age to respect my mom because my mom was a woman of action. She never said to us, you just wait till your father gets home. No, my mom was a woman of action. She was old school when being old school was the only school available. Does anybody remember that? We didn't have any other trains of thought there. And our timeouts were very different from your timeouts today. Our timeout was the time between when you got in trouble and before you received the punishment. It gave you time to think about what you had done and the price that you were about to pay. And you've probably heard this, before the Board of Education was applied to your seat of learning. That's one of Bishop's favorite sayings. But the Bible commands us to honor our mother and do that by showing them respect. So you honor her wishes, her ideas, her dreams. Just respect her point of view, whether you agree or disagree with it. Can you do that? Honor your mother with time. Ephesians 5:15-17, be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise. Making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. So time is probably our most valuable asset. You know, we can make more money, and we can buy more things, and we can learn new skills, and we can get more degrees, but we cannot and will not ever be able to make more time. And so we learn to use our time wisely, and you can honor your mom by spending some time with her. You know, making every effort to visit and to call and just to spend time whenever you can. We should also be willing to help when they need help, whether it's with household chores or just a listening ear. So by giving our time and attention to our moms, we show them that they're important to us. You know, when you give time and attention to anyone, it shows that they're important to you. And after all, if time is the most valuable and precious resource, what better way to spend it than on one of the most valuable and precious relationships in your life? And that's with your parents, your mom. I was reading a story about a little old lady. She was really, really missing her son. And she thought, you know, I'm just going to go to the grocery store and pick up some groceries to kind of get this my mind off of this. And she got to the grocery store, and she was shopping, and she saw a young man that looked so much like her son. And she just kept staring at him, and she was following him, and he kind of turned around and looked at her like, you know, what's the deal, lady? And she said, I'm sorry if I've disturbed you by looking at you, but you look so much like my son, and he rarely spends any time with me. And the young man said, well, that's terrible. He said, I'm so sorry. Is there something that I can do for you? And she said, yes, there is. When I leave the store, when you see me leave the store, just can you yell goodbye, Mom, and blow me a kiss? And the guy said, sure, I can do that. And so they were shopping together, and they got up to the register, and she checked out, and he stepped up there and started ringing up his stuff. And he says to the clerk, he goes, why in the world is my bill over $127 already? And he said, how can it be that much? I'm just buying a few things. And she said, oh, well, your mother said that you were going to pay for her groceries. So, that was a scam. So, spend time with your mom so she doesn't have to find someone else in the grocery store to spend time with, okay? Honor your mother with love. John 13:34. A new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another. The Bible also tells us that we should honor our moms with love. And when you love someone, you express it both in words and actions. We can tell our moms how much we love them and appreciate them, and we can also show our love by doing things for them that will make them happy. My mom loved homemade popcorn. Did anybody here ever make popcorn in a pan? Yes. And so my mom had the best pans to pop popcorn in, and when she stayed with us, I had some of her pans. And so she absolutely loved it when I said, Mom, I'm going to pop us some popcorn, cut us up an apple, and we're going to sit and listen to the Gaither vocal bands, gospel music, and eat popcorn and apples. And she absolutely loved that. And so that was just something special I could do for her. And then also, she used to say to us, don't buy me flowers for my funeral. If you want me to enjoy some flowers, then you just buy them for me right now. So learn your mom's love language. You know, there's quality time, acts of service, words of affirmation, gifts, or physical touch. That's what fills a person's love tank. Often we want to show love and affection towards someone by the way that we feel loved. And if that is not their love language, then it doesn't fill their love tank. And so get to know your mom, get to know your family, your friends. What is it that they love that will make them feel loved and appreciated? So showing our moms love, we honor them. And we fulfill God's commandment to love one another. And that brings me to my last point. Honor your mother's sacrifice. 1 John 3:16, would you read this with me? This is how we know what love is. Jesus laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. So laying down our lives for others is a sacrifice. And when I think about moms, that's the word I think about, is sacrifice. Here are some ways that moms sacrifice for others. They give up their time. Mothers often prioritize their children's needs over their own, sacrificing their personal time to take care of them. This can include staying up late to finish chores, waking up early to prepare breakfast, are taking time off work to care for a sick child. And I believe that there's a list. There was one in my notes. Number 2, putting their dreams on hold. Many moms put their own ambitions and goals on hold to focus on raising their children, and this can include postponing their education, their career, advancements, or other personal aspirations, putting their own dreams on hold so their family can fulfill theirs. And financial sacrifices. Mothers often make financial sacrifices to provide for their children's needs. And this can include cutting personal expenses, working multiple jobs, or giving up a career to be a stay-at-home parent. And I remember when I worked outside of the house for a period of time when we were first married. When I got pregnant, I was working for a trucking company, Consolidated Freightways, and because of being in and out of the dock and back and forth, they just didn't want me working, so they let me go. So that was great. Hallelujah. I didn't want to work anyway. And so I was glad about that. And so, you know, Leonard, he knows how to carry the load, and he always has. But there was a time when the children were older, and I loved dog grooming, and I enjoyed grooming dogs, and I got a job in Mishawaka, and Vanessa was 2 years old. And the deal was, I'll groom, but she comes with me. And so Vanessa always went to work with me. And they had a robbery one night. And we got into work the next morning, and one thing that Vanessa loved to do is she'd climb in one of the big dog cages, and she'd set up house and get all her toys and dolls and all her stuff arranged and all this stuff. And here comes a policeman, because he's investigating the robbery that happened the night before, and he comes back in my groom shop, and he looks, and he sees her in there, and he goes, "Ma'am, I won't report this." But I was thankful that once I finished up working outside the home, Leonard let me go start a groom shop at home. And so I'm a certified master groomer. I love grooming. And Vanessa ended up grooming with me. And we had a very successful business. And Leonard blessed us with that and really inspired us and allowed us to do that because we weren't sure how it would go, you know? But when you're good at something, people find you. Is that right? We didn't advertise, but they figured out where we went. So anyway, sometimes moms sacrifice for their families. And for us, that was a sacrifice. I wanted to be a stay-at-home mom. I did not want someone else taking care of my children. And not everybody feels that way. But if you don't have someone close to you in the family, then sometimes it's really difficult to trust a stranger with your children. And so that was me. And Octavia's waving at me because that's the mother's heart, you know. Sometimes that's just where you're at. And I think Nancy and Brian have been through that, you know. We trust ourselves with our children. Hallelujah. Because we know we're going to do the best for them because we love them. But anyway, financial sacrifices. And so you have to give up some things so you can do that for your family. The fourth one is emotional labor. Mothers often carry emotional burden of managing their family's needs and maintaining relationships. And this can include, and Paula would probably say amen, managing conflicts between the siblings. Hallelujah. And just managing the emotional atmosphere and being a support for children and for whoever is in your family. You know, a lot of families are blended. A lot of people have extra people living with them. And that's falls on often on mom to carry an extra burden, emotional burden. And then there's the physical labor. And so mothers often take on the physical demands of caring for their family, and such as cooking and cleaning and laundry. And this can be a full-time job in itself, and it takes a toll sometimes on the physical health and the well-being. And so, in conclusion, you know, our mothers are imperfect people, just like every other human being, but they are imperfect people that have a very intense job. And like I said, it doesn't pay well, and there's very little gratitude or recognition of the job, and rarely any time off. Can someone say amen? So I'm encouraging you, make an effort to show your mom honor. the honor they deserve, not only today, but every day of the year. And let's remember that by honoring our father and our mother, we also honor God, who created them and gave them to us as a blessing. And so the word mom is simply wow, turned upside down. So thank you, moms, today and every day. So let's give the Lord a praise this morning for every one of our moms that are here. And I did want to share something that Tricia Sherry wrote. She posted this on Facebook this morning, and I just wanted to share it before Jen comes. Jen's going to come and give away our gifts this morning. But she said, to all moms of special need children, to all moms of estranged children, to all moms of deceased children, to all moms everywhere, I say Happy Mother's Day. You were picked by God to be a mom to your children, and He is walking with you every step of the way. You are capable and are doing all you know to do. Keep the faith and stay strong as you walk your beautiful journey. God sees you, God hears you, and He knows you. Never give up. And thank you, Tricia, for posting that this morning. That's beautiful.